It's about 6:40 on Monday morning, day 25. I'm riding west-southwest with the sun rising directly behind me, a great big red sunrise in my rear view mirror as I was riding along. I left Roebuck Plains Roadhouse at about 3 a.m. for the 290 kilometre stretch to Sandfire Roadhouse. There's nothing in between these two roadhouses, so I raided the roadhouse last night to get supplies to see me through. Leaving at 3 a.m. there was no chance of getting any breakfast, so I've got a bike, or backpack and bike, full of various kinds of snacks, those that won't melt in the sun, which is supposed to, the weather's supposed to get quite warm today, up to low 30s degrees centigrade, and a fair amount of fluid, 2.5 litres of Coke, 2 litres of Powerade, 3 litres of water. Because of the weight of the drinks, I usually carry them in my backpack. I decided that was too much. I've already got a laptop in the backpack, so it's heavy anyway. I've transferred most of my clothes from my my rack at the back into the backpack, and put the drinks in the rack as an experiment. Hopefully that'll work all right and the Coke bottle won't explode from the vibration. The road's pretty flat, and the scenery is pretty unchanging. It's just scrub on either side. Reasonably dense, so I can't see very far in. Scrub meaning sort of small trees, a couple of metres high. No thick trunks or anything like that, sort of like tea tree kind of scrub, with some grass and very red soil that's common all over Australia. Off to my right, about 10 kilometres away, is the Indian Ocean, and it'll be there pretty much the whole day, but I don't think I ever get to actually see it. So from what I could see, I could be 1,000 kilometres from the coast instead of 10. Wouldn't make much difference. The nature of the terrain around here doesn't make it surprising that the early Dutch navigators who saw this coast decided that there wasn't much worth pursuing in Australia. I think if you pitched up on the shore here, you'd think you were wasting your time. I've tried to book accommodation the next few nights ahead. I have got accommodation at Sandfire Roadhouse tonight, but it'll be pretty basic, and when I called the guy, he asked me whether I knew that the roadhouse had burnt down. I think I did read something about that somewhere, but anyway, apparently they're not carrying much in the way of food or drinks, so I'm going to be fairly limited in what I can eat tonight when I get there, and what I can buy to take me on to the next roadhouse, which I think is another 140 kilometres or something past that, tomorrow morning. But I'm sort of fairly confident I can manage. The guy at Roebuck Plains, where I was staying last night, told me that he reckons Sandfire closes at 7 o'clock at night, which caused me a little bit of concern given the distance that I had to pedal and the fact that I needed to get some food when I got there. So I decided to leave a bit earlier than I'd originally intended, and got up at 2:30 and got on the road by 3:15 this morning. At the moment, I'm travelling pretty comfortably. I've done about 70 kilometres already, so a quarter of the way there. But I was just, you never know if there's going to be a headwind for the whole 280 kilometres. That could add an hour or two to my time and cause me some trouble. My odometer's still not working properly. The battery went flat, and then when you take the battery out, it loses all its settings, including the circumference of the wheel, which it uses to calculate speed and distance. I can't remember what the circumference is. I meant to look it up on the internet last night. I forgot to do that. I haven't got much idea of what speed I'm traveling, but I think I'm going okay. When I was talking about accommodation beyond Sandfire Roadhouse, Port Hedland's sort of the next target after that. But I'm getting into the mining area again there, and there's a mineral boom going on in the west here, just as there was in the east around Bowen and Queensland. And accommodation is at a premium, and every place I called last night is full. So I'm anticipating I might be sleeping rough, unless something turns up. Also lined up I've mailed ahead some bike tyres to a bike shop in Karratha, which will be, I'll get to on Wednesday, 2 days away. Couldn't get any accommodation there either. I'll probably try and get a bike service if I can. I emailed the proprietor of that shop last night. Beyond that, I can't remember what towns I go through, but I'm quite looking forward to getting a bit further south where there won't be so many tourists and there won't be mining, and then I won't have as much trouble with accommodation. But I guess I can't complain, everything's going okay. Although I desperately want to finish this, so I'm about halfway. I can't bear the thought of another 4 weeks of this, which is about what I've got. I think I should be finishing 4 weeks today if I stick to schedule. I just got to switch off and just try and take it one day at a time. Otherwise, it gets a bit demoralising. Well, that's it for now.